أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دون الله لا يملكون مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض وما لهم فيهما من شرك وما له منهم من ظهير ولا تنفع الشفاعة عنده إلا لمن أذن له حتى إذا فزع عن قلوبهم قالوا ماذا قال ربكم قالوا الحق وهو العلي الكبير صدق الله العظيم. The last ayat we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the thoughts of shaitan that was proven to be true at the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled him from Allah's mercy and he earned the lanat and the curse of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the different beliefs of the polytheist, those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One group had thought that these gods, these stones and these woods that they carve out has a partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was most absurd and that was the highest form of shirk that they could have committed. A second group, their feelings and their beliefs were that their gods help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah is there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs some helpers, Allah needs some assistance, and these gods, these stones and these wood will help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third group that Allah discusses in these ayat is that the stones and the gods and these idols will be able to intercede in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And those are the three groups that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses here. And then another group Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in Surah Zumar is that they worship these gods so that these gods will become an intermediary and bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses these different types of shirk, then these different degrees of shirk and polytheism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِذُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call those gods that you claim to be gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They do not own the equivalence of an atom in the skies and in the earth. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِيهِمَا مِنْ شِرْكِ. And nor do they have any partnership, in other words, in the skies and in the earth, that with regards to their owning the earth and the sky, they have absolutely no partnership in it. Whatever is in the earth and in the skies, they have no partnership in it by way of owning it, because in a partnership you have to invest, you have to have something to put in as a capital, and they do not even have that. And in the second part of it is, if they do not have that, they will not be able to derive any profits from it, and hence it is very, very clear then that they will not have any partnership in the divinity of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا لَهُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ ظَهِيرٍ. And then the second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has absolutely no helper. There was never anyone that helped Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he created the skies and the earth, when he created whatever is in the skies and in the earth, and even now there is no helper, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free of it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not need any helper. So they believed that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was great, but they felt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs some help. وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shafa'ah, intercession, will not be of avail by Allah Rabbul Izzat except for that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given permission to intercede. Now these gods, these stones and these idols of yours, they do not have any permission to intercede by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not now and never. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first clears the air, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that no one will be able to intercede in the courts of Allah except that person that is given permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, we won't go through the entire hadith, but with regards to the shafa'at kubra, that when man becomes restless and man wants the day of Qiyamah and the resurrection to begin and the questioning to begin by Allah, even the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam will not have that amount of courage to stand in front of Allah and intercede in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So such will be the condition of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Hatta idha fuzzi'a an qulubihim qalu madha qala rabbukum. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another phenomena to explain to us the greatness and the might and the majesty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that no one will be able to intercede, no one will have the courage, no one will have the guts, the ability to intercede in the courts of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here makes reference to when Allah Rabbul Izzat sends down a command, and when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins to send down that command, then the angels that are by the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they begin to make tasbih. They begin to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they begin to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels below come to know that now a command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to be filtered through and that is going to come down. So what happens? They begin to flutter their wings and many of them become very nervous. Many of them become very fearful. The awe of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enters even the angels' hearts. And the result is, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command has been filtered through, then they begin to ask Allah subhanahu, they begin to ask those before, what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to that. Hatta idha fuzzi'a an qulubihim, to the extent that when the terror that's in their heart, the awe that is in the heart, they overcome it, then they begin to ask, qalu madha qala rabbukum, what did your Rabb say? In other words, what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in that command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is filtered down to them. So even then, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is coming down, and the angels that had never committed any sin whatsoever, and they are fully occupied in the ibadat of Allah, fully in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they are struck with the awe of Allah Rabbul Izzat, when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down, then who will be able to stand in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah and intercede? Not the least will be these idols and these gods. So qalu al-haq, the other angels will respond that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the truth. Wa huwa al-aliyyu al-kabir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ali, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most high, al-kabir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. And hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the different kinds of kufr, the different types of polytheism, the different beliefs of the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that all that is absolutely false and it can never be accepted by any human being. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in this way Allah establishes Allah's greatness, Allah's might, and Allah's tawheed. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.